Welcome to The Dog Show, a podcast for dog mums and dads who like to spoil their pups and care for their well-being. I'm your host, Will Blunt, and every week I interview global experts about dog health, nutrition, behaviour, trends, and much more. Let's sink our teeth into this week's episode. This episode of The Dog Show features Chloe Gardner. Chloe is the marketing executive at Prezibox, a UK-based gift retailer that sells the kind of presents that trigger that moment of excitement and elation when you find them. In the interview, we discuss how Prezibox selects unique gifts for dog lovers, what makes dog-themed gifts special, and the top trends in dog gifts for 2020. Chloe, welcome to The Dog Show today. Thanks so much for coming on.
It's okay. Thanks so much for having me. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. I'm interested to talk about everything you're doing. It's a bit different than what I usually have on the show, actually. I'm usually having behavior experts or trainers or vets, people that are working specifically in the dog space, but Prezibox is more generalized than that. But I thought it was a great opportunity to chat about dog gifts because everyone out there that listens to the show is looking for gifts for themselves, or maybe they're looking for other friends which have dogs, or maybe for the dogs themselves as well. So there's always kind of an opportunity to chat about gifts, and I love talking about gifts anyway. So
there we go.
But let's start with you. So tell me a bit more about your dog. I believe you've got your own dog.
Yes. So I've got a Malinois. She's called Maple. She's 3 years old. She was actually rescued from Cyprus. She was in a sanctuary over there and was flown over. And now she lives with us and hope she has a very lovely, happy life. But yeah, that's my lovely mate.
That's nice. How old was she when you rescued her?
So we got her not March, just gone, but March last year, so 2019. So she was about 1.5 and sort of scared of everything, not been inside a house before, scared of curtains, scared of the television. So it's just sort of the last year has her been kind of getting used to things and getting normal, like getting used to normal things that we don't think about that kind of spook her. But she's such a lovely dog. And the fact that she didn't have so much of a great life before just makes us really kind of appreciate her and want to love her more.
Yeah, I'm always intrigued to hear about, you know, like people that have got dogs from rescues compared to breeders. And that's kind of always a question I like to ask because, you know, what are the differences, right? But with her, do you know much about her background, or was it you starting kind of a bit in the dark, or what did that look like?
Well, yeah, the only thing we know about Maple is that when she was in Cyprus, she was found wandering around a field by herself, and then she was kind of picked up by their sort of pound system. And that's all we really know about her. And it's kind of, that's the thing with have like when you adopt a dog, you sort of learn. You don't know exactly what they've been through, but certain things might trigger things for them that you don't think about. Because I remember when we had her home, I started to brush her with like a brush on a handle. And as soon as I did it, she didn't like that. So we kind of think, okay, maybe she was kind of mistreated with that sort of thing. So it's just sort of having to kind of take each day as it comes and just sort of figure things out and not push them too much and put them in situations where they might react. But it's just learning. I think it's good in a way because you kind of, you have such a special bond and you learn their behaviour so well. And yeah, I've had, because my family dog, we had him as a puppy. And so obviously I've had both experiences of adopting and kind of having a puppy and bringing it up. And it is a lot different.
Yeah, exactly. It's very different experience. And you've got to be ready for different types of things, right? Have you noticed, is she being good with other dogs and kind of socializing and things like that?
Yeah, when we first had her, she was slightly more reluctant with other dogs. And we kind of thought, well, maybe if she was in Cyprus living on the street, she might have had to sort of like fight for her food, or you kind of try and think about why she is the way she is. But now she's loads better with dogs and she's such a softie. And to start with as well, she didn't really like men. Like, so like my, he'd come back in the house and he'd be wearing like black clothes, like dark, coming out in the evening, and she wouldn't like that. And then when she realized it was him, she was fine. So like certain like she wasn't too keen on men when we first had her, so I don't know if something happened with a man to her or but she's sort of like kind of looking back even like 4 months ago how she was. She's improved so much, so it's just one of the things where she just keeps kind of improving and getting used to things and not being afraid of things.
I think that's one of the biggest things I'm taking from the story is just that you can kind of bridge that gap to even if a dog maybe comes from a checkered past, you can kind of work with them and get them used to new things and actually give them a fantastic life by just giving them care and love, right?
Yeah, definitely.
It's funny when you said the dog breed's name. I never actually knew how to pronounce it. Malamute? How do I say it?
I said Malinois, but that's, I don't know if I'm saying it. That's what it is. So it's a type of like a Belgian shepherd.
Mm.
So she's kind of the dogs that we did a bit of research on a breed, and she's the kind of dogs that they used to like the Americans jump out of planes with and track down, like proper army, like full on dogs. And she's just the biggest softie and she's so sweet. But we think that she is kind of a half breed because she's not, if you look at pictures of Malinois, her like colouring isn't the same.
Okay.
But we've been told that that's what her breed is. And then we've like took her to training lessons and they've said that that's what they think she is as well.
Is there anything unique about her that might be different to any other dog breeds that you've been experienced with?
Yes. So one thing that we always joke about is, so she does this thing when she's really excited where she doesn't snap and she doesn't bite. She just sort of like bites her mouth down.
Okay.
And apparently that breed, it's a thing and their nickname is Maligators because they do that kind of action, but it's not like aggressive or she won't bite down on you. She just, when she's excited, she'll come up to you and she'll like get your ankles and do it. And if you're getting a lead out to go for a walk, she does it as well. So that's one thing that we always joke about.
Interesting. Maligators. I haven't heard that one before, but now I remember that for sure. Okay, so shifting gears a little bit, how did you get into the gift industry and start working for PreziBox? How did that journey happen?
So it's a bit of a weird one. So my family friend, Zach Edwards, who unfortunately passed away this year, when I was 15, I did work experience at PreziBox and absolutely loved it. I started off just sort of helping out with some photography and some graphic design stuff. And then I kind of did my A-levels, went to uni, came back and just was drawn straight back going to PreziBox and just sort of found myself in this role and worked my way through it. And really I really love it. And I can't see myself going anywhere else at the moment. Like it's such a lovely place to work. And like I say, with all the animals around, because I am like an animal lover, I love animals. So the fact that I get to go to work, I used to get to work every day and see the goats, and everyone would bring their animals in, like bring their dogs in, like puppies running around, and I would do a bit of work as well.
Yeah, that's right. Before we started recording, you were mentioning that you worked in like a farmhouse, like a reconstructed kind of farmhouse thing, and everyone, and there was animals around and people could bring their dogs in. So do you take Maple into work, do you?
She's been in quite a few times. She loves it. All the dogs there are so lovely and so sociable. So that's good for her as well to kind of feel safe. And the first couple of times we went in, she was a bit protective over me. She'd kind of sit by my desk and if the dogs came up, she wouldn't like it too much.
Mm.
But then sort of as we went in and I kind of fussy the dogs and she saw that everyone was okay, no one was going to hurt her, that she loved it. She used to love coming in. We used to drive down the road that would go into the PreziBox building and she'd just start crying in the car, going mad, running around, like just going crazy. Wait to get in.
That's cool. I guess it's great. I mean, as much as it's nice to have that environment for us working with our dogs around, like it's great for the dogs as well, rather than them being, you know, home by themselves or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
So it sounds like PreziBox has come on like a really quite a long journey for an online business. It's not like it's like come up overnight. It was like originated way back in like, you know, the dot-com boom and all that kind of stuff from what I was reading. So you've got, you know, a huge array of different gifts and things like that on the website. But I want to talk more specifically about gifts for dog lovers because that's what people are listening for. How do you go about choosing the gifts that you list or distribute on PreziBox that are related to dogs?
So we kind of choose gifts that we think obviously not only dogs would love and would enjoy playing with, also kind of owners would love to like gift to their dogs because it is exciting. Loads of people rightly so, see dogs as like children and family members. So it is normal now for most people to buy them presents. So we just kind of, we think about that. And then also we do quite a bit of like product testing in the office. So we'll have some samples come in and see what the dogs think of them and how they respond to them. And just fun gifts, really. Gifts that kind of look fun, that, like I say, the dogs would enjoy playing with. And also we quite like products that we think will do well on social, so that people will want to, people have this really quirky gift and think, oh my God, I want people to see how cool this is. And then they'll share it and other people will like want to get on board and buy it for their dog. So it's just a combination of things, really.
That was something I did notice about all of the gifts on your website, though. They're quite unique. Like it's not like you're run of your mills kind of gifts. It's like really stuff, as you said, like would pop out on social media and people would go, oh, that's really cool, I need to get that. I guess as well, like, so you mentioned the gifts for the dogs, but then you've also got a bunch of gifts which are more so for the dog owner, right? Like maybe it's like dog themed gifts, I guess. So would you take the same approach with that, just kind of looking for those unique style gifts?
And as well, I think it helps because in the office we've got so many dog owners and dog parents that we can kind of see what would appeal to us and what we would buy for our dog. Sorry, there's a bit of a glare coming in. We can kind of see what would appeal to us as dog owners. So that's another way of kind of bringing it in and seeing, oh, no, this is really cool, this is really exciting, I think it would do well.
It must be really hard to buy gifts for people at your office because you're exposed to so many different, like, gifts, right? Like, how would you find something unique?
Exactly. And, like, Secret Santa's, like, just impossible.
That's what I was thinking. I was imagining Secret Santa at your office going, this is going to be impossible. How would you? It's not even worth doing unless you give gifts from PreziBox.
Yeah.
Okay, so why do you think people buy dog-themed gifts? You've been exposed to so many different styles of dog-themed gifts, whether it's for themselves or for their dogs as well. What are the drivers behind that?
I think kind of the main thing is that people just really love their dogs and really love their pets, and they want to like bond with them and treat them. And this is like buying them a gift is just a really nice kind of feeling for them as well. And obviously they want to treat their dog and give them everything they can. So then buying a personalized dog blanket, you're obviously going to do that.
It's also a really nice way to treat someone else. For example, like if I bought you a personalized dog blanket of Maple, for example, you know, that's going to be a very sentimental gift for you rather than, you know, something else, just a regular blanket or something else, yeah, so.
And as well, I think that's a good point, it being sentimental, because especially at the moment with, rightly so, there's such a big kind of push on being eco-friendly and sustainable. We don't want to do gifting where someone will get it and be like, oh, that's cool, and then get rid of it. We want people to see gifts and want to keep hold of them and really love them. And I think, like I say, a blanket with Maple's face on with me, I wouldn't part with that. So
it's interesting. I've had a couple of guests on. I had a couple of photographers on and an artist, a dog, like a pet artist. And they're obviously in that similar industry. People are getting personalized artwork done or personalized prints or personalized photos of their dogs. And one thing that is different, I guess, about dogs than just regular gifts and people that love their dogs, by having that personalized, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for here? It's like a keepsake, I guess, that they can have once the dog, you know, passes away as well, because they won't live as long as the owner.
Yeah, definitely. It's one of them things where it's just sort of, like I say, dogs are just part of people's families now. And a lot of people see dogs as their children. So why wouldn't you want to kind of spend that money and get their memories and treat yourself and treat your dog and treat your friends that love their dog?
So what are some of the trends you're seeing with dog lover gifts and dog gifts in general at the moment? I mean, you're exposed to so many different styles and everything, I'm sure, when you're selecting the gifts.
Yeah, like I say, anything personalised does really, really well for the sentimental reason that people want stuff that they can keep and that will mean something to them. And also gifting-wise, like, it always does well. We do a pair of socks that you can personalise your dog's face on, and they are just so popular because they're like a funny gift. At the same time, people are like, oh, God, I really like these.
Actually, I think I have a pair of socks which I was given by someone which has my dog's face on it.
Exactly. So yeah, anything personalised is really well. Not only kind of photo upload personalised, but sort of anything kind of engraved or embossed with like the pet's name on. So we do like little hooks, like the dog collar and the dog lead that have like the dog's name on, like pet food bowls, like just loads of stuff. And people will buy them. People just love sort of kitting their pets out with all these cute stuff. And then I'd say another trend is probably gifts from a dog to an owner. So say like your partner, you were buying a present to your partner from the dog. Like that's quite popular as well. Right. Because like I say, people... Sorry, carry on.
No, I didn't actually think about that one. I mean, I know that I put my dog's name on like Christmas cards and stuff, but I hadn't actually thought about giving a present from the dog. So how does that actually work? What does that look like?
So like a lot of them are, so some people would kind of do a little message saying like from the dog, like Happy Christmas, Dad, or Happy Christmas, Mum, sorry about chewing up your slippers or something like that. And then it can be something like with their face on it, like really cute. You can get some socks that have like a human's face on and a dog's face on. So that's quite cute as well. Nice, just kind of a little sort of gift, kind of little idea of a gift.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so personalization seems like it is a key differentiator then for what you offer. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, I think so. I think personalization in the majority of our categories, going away from like just dog products, personalization is just one of our biggest sellers, because people like the kind of almost having something that's special to them, and they can sort of be like, look what I've got, like this is mine, and no one's going to have anything like this because it's personalized with like whatever, like a picture or a message or whatever. So yeah, personalized for us is, I think it's been like a real game changer.
Okay, so do you want to tell me a bit more about PreziBox then? So you've obviously got the dog-related gifts that we've just discussed, but give me a more holistic picture of everything you're doing and where people can find out more information about what you're doing and check out the gifts as well.
Yeah, so PreziBox, we're an online gift retailers. We aim to create moments of happiness by living the extraordinary. So you can come on our site and find any gift for any person for any occasion. That's our goal, is that if you need to find something for someone, you can get it off PreziBox. And yeah, it's prezibox.com. And then we have all our socials. If you want to see all our office dogs and our socials, follow at PreziBox on Instagram. We have a whole like highlight reel just with PreziBox pets and the goats. And yeah, just get in touch and let us know if you needed help looking for anything specifically. Yeah.
That's great. I'll definitely share all of those links with the show notes and everywhere that we're publishing the podcast. I really love the, the slogan you'd call it. I read it when I was, you know, surfing your website, but is it bringing enjoyment? Is that what it is?
Moments of happiness.
Moments of happiness. When I read that, I had a little smile on my face, and I imagined myself getting a gift that I love, or actually probably more importantly, giving a gift to someone and them having that smile on their face when they opened it. And that's what we're all hoping for when we get someone a gift, right? You want them to be excited when they open it. So that really resonated with me, that slogan. And I'm sure everyone would have that experience when they check out all your gifts as well.
Hopefully.
Well, Chloe, thanks so much for sharing your insights on dog gifts and gifts in general and all the trends that you're seeing at the moment. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of listeners out there that are ready to jump on your website and check it out and get some personalized dog gifts done.
Yeah. Sounds amazing. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you.